episode 2151, When You're Worried or Scared.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people. Happy, happy day. I hope you've had a wonderful weekend. Sometimes, you know, we just need a break, a time to get away. Well, today, it's all about Sweet Spirit Sunday. It's a time of reflection, your relationship between you and God. Open up your heart, open up your mind for what He has in store for you, especially when you're worried or scared. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, when you're worried or scared, what do you do? Matthew 14, verse 27 says this, Jesus immediately said to them, "Take courage, it is I. Don't be afraid." How much of your worries have you given over to God? I really want you to be honest about that for a moment. Or are you just selectively giving them over to Him? Have you been willing to give up being afraid? Holding on to what we know is usually an easy way out. We may not like where we are, but at least we know what to expect. There it is again. Those expectations that get in the way of what God has promised you. He said, take courage. It is I. It's me. You know, Jesus here, the Son of God. Don't be afraid. Now, I know this is not easy. Take courage. Are you serious? You might be sitting there laughing at me, going, you really want me to do that, Christiane? You want me to take courage? You do not know where I stand. You don't know my circumstances. No, but God does. Life is complicated, but usually not because of the situation, but because of the people involved. Because we see everything from an earthly perspective, not God's. Yeah. We complicate our lives. If we would take time to stop and listen to God, imagine how different things could be. However, the tendency is to react instead of respond. Yet that does not serve your heart from a heavenly perspective. You need to be in search of breadcrumbs from heaven. But sometimes all we can see are the breadcrumbs from earth. You know, I walked outside yesterday evening as my children were saying, Mom, you've got to go see this moon. You've got to see the moon tonight. And I said, oh, I saw it already. I looked out my bathroom window and I could see it through the blinds. And oh my gosh, it was gorgeous. Now, it was a little bit lower there because it was just beginning to come up on the east side. And I said, I've seen it already. So they went ahead and went outside and they were gone for a few extra minutes while taking out the dog. And they both come back in, both my daughter and my son, and they say, Mom, no, you've got to come. Did you see the ring around the moon? And I said, what do you mean a ring around the moon? They said, you've got to see it. It's like an eye. And I said, well, I don't remember that. I did see it earlier this evening when it was just coming up, but okay. And so I just love nature. I love outside. It truly is a window into God and who He is. And so I thought, I've got to see this. God created it. I want to go see what they're talking about. So I walked outside and I looked up and there the moon, much smaller than what I saw it to begin with because it was lower, was up high, high, high in the sky. And there was this perfect ring around it. And when I say ring, I'm talking about if you were to pull out and have this suspended circle around the moon. I mean, it was like miles apart. We could barely fit it in to my phone so we could take a picture of it. And it came out not so great, but still you could see that ring. But I got to tell you, seeing it in person just was awe. And then my son said, Mom, what about my sister? Do you think she and her husband can see the same thing? Well, they're traveling right now, coming from my son-in-law's family up north and coming back down south. And so I said, I don't know, but we should text them and see if what it is the same effect as what we see. Because maybe it's just within our area. Maybe the clouds have just dispersed themselves and literally formed a perfect circle around the moon. But understand, it's expanded out like miles apart. But it's perfection all the way around its circumference. Gorgeous. And it had this effect of an eye. And I couldn't help but stand there and go, you know, God, that's exactly what it is, isn't it? You have your eye on us all the time. Take courage. It is I. Don't be afraid. It's time we get out of our own way. Friend, you've got to let God in today. You can't sit here and just assume that God's going to take everything without you being on board. God doesn't want to run you over. He wants you to choose Him. Isaiah 40 verse 31 says this, those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. You may be in a circumstance right now, in a situation where you're like, I can't do anymore. I'm tired of running. I'm scared. I don't know what's going to happen. I'm worried about our next paycheck. I'm worried about my relationship with my spouse, with my child. I don't even know what I'm going to do in the new year. I don't know what it looks like. The elections have me tossing and turning. I'm not sleeping yet. He says right here, hope in the Lord. And those who do will renew their strength. You are not going through life on your own. So stop trying to manage life by yourself. Release control, but take aim. This is where action ignites motivation. It's through your courage, the ability to follow through where God is directing you. Walk by faith, not by sight. Take courage. God is with you. Do not be afraid. Go out this week, be present, be incredible. Most importantly, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed week. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.